Last episode I mentioned that I was checking out the Stunt software site because a listener pointed me to Overflow. Now I love the app and I will review it sometime, but my eye fell on this really cool looking icon of On The Job. Now I tried once creating an app like this with the very same features and it worked, but that's like all there is to say about that. It worked. Kinda. A bit. Welcome to the 25th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps. Whee! The podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, On The Job. Be sure to keep listening because I'll be mentioning a promo code in this episode. Keep in mind that this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in your iTunes artwork window. If there is something to click to, you can do it there as well, and you can check it out on your iPod screen, of course. This episode of Neat Little Mac Apps is brought to you by the nice people of Instant Gallery. Now, if you need to get your pictures on the web and you need to get them there fast, then this is a really handy tool that lets you do just that in really no time. Check it out at www.thinkmac.co.uk. So that is www.thinkmac.co.uk. But of course, you can click the link in the iTunes artwork window. Thanks for supporting the show, guys. Okay, On The Job, what is it? Well, it's a time tracker. Don't skip this episode just yet. Hear me out. Okay, On The Job is an extremely nice designed, extremely effective, extremely easy time tracker. So if you have your own small business running, give this app a moment of your time. That's all I'm asking. I'm sure you will find it useful. You're in version 2.2.2 Universal Binary, and it is created by the people of Stunt Software at stuntsoftware.com. Why do I use this? Well, you might or you might not know, but my wife is a graphic designer. I mean, she does great stuff. Really, I admire the way she can come up with new and inspiring ideas all the time, and she does a great job at designing, but she's clueless when it comes to organizing everything else around designing. I mean, organizing her client contacts, putting away her designs and projects in folders, doing her invoicing, it's just hopeless. Now, instead of her having to lose money over what she creates because she had to do a rough guess about how much time she took for doing something, I wanted to find an application that would do all the hard work for her. So I created Job Tagger. Yes, I did. It's a great, real basic application that tracked for how long she was working on a job, and at the end of the job she could create invoices and stuff, and after a few tryouts and a lot of nil object exception errors, she rightfully decided that this time tracking stuff was not her cup of tea and that I should stay away from creating my own apps as far as possible. I mean, like putting a whole continent between me and the idea of creating my own apps. Now you can imagine my joy when I saw this application that literally included all the features that I wanted in my time tracking app. And on top of that, it added a lot of features that I never even thought about. And all of that in one slick looking app. Now, I hope the developer isn't listening, but I could have kissed him when I found out about this app. And my wife? Well, she's still using it. And so will I when I start accepting clients at corporatepodcasting.be. Okay, let's dive into the review. On the Stunt Software site, there is a funny paragraph and it starts with the question, how do I use On The Job? Now here the developer simply states, download it, use the demo. You'll see how easy it is. I mean, it will go naturally. And that's what a neat little Mac app is all about. Now, perhaps it's best if I tell you what Time Tracker really does by means of a practice example. So, at startup, you will see one big window and a semi-transparent overlay guiding you through your first steps. For example, click here to create a job. Once you have done that, you will see an overlay telling you Click here to add a task, and it does that the very first time you start the application. So immediately you're up and running and you can start working. So the interface. On the top of the window, so it's one window, and on the top bar you will see the start stop button. That's about the main button where you will start or stop a specific action. Has a nice animation, it really looks nice. And next to that you will have a display showing you the name of the folder, job or task that you have selected at that moment. You will also see the total time of the selected jobs or tasks there, and you will see the total cost. Next to that you have an invoice button and you have an info button. The left column in that main window is a hierarchical list of jobs and folders, and you can organize them through dragging jobs in folders and stuff like that and create a whole organized way of, for example, you create a folder per client, let's say, and in that folder you have subfolders, and in those folders you can add tasks and stuff like that. So you can rearrange and nest. Your main window will contain the tasks, and the tasks that you see will depend on what you have selected in the left column. So let's start with the example. Suppose I have multiple projects. Now I create a podcast folder by clicking and holding the add sign and selecting new job folder. Now I have multiple podcasts, so I add extra folders, for example NLMA for Neat Little Mac Apps and corporatepodcasting.be for my other podcast. So I still have only folders, no jobs. Now I'm going to nest the Neat Little Mac Apps and Corporate Podcasting folder both into that main podcasting folder. And in the Neat Little Mac Apps folder, and I just start with adding a new job. For instance, the On The Job podcast. Now, if I like, I could enter info about that specific job. And I can do that by just hitting Command-I. It's used throughout the whole OS X operating system. So I just hit Command-I and I get this little window where I can fill in job info. For instance, what's the name of the job? What's the hourly rate that I'm going to use for this job? What's the invoice number for this job? The invoice date? And I can add a client address. I can do this manually, or I can pick a client address from the address book. And I do this by simply hitting the little address book icon on the right side of the window, and boom, I can choose the specific person and it will get all the needed information out of the address book. So I have created a job, and now I'm going to add tasks that I'm going to do for that job. For example, I'm going to hit new tasks, let's say taking screenshots. And again, here you can change the info of that specific task. You just hit Command-I and you can see the specific details of that task. For instance, the description of the task, the cost of that task, and that you can't change because it's based on the time. Now the time here, you can change that manually. Even in the main window, in the time column, or in the info window, you can change the time. Because, for example, it happens, my wife, for example, does sometimes still forget to hit that start button. And so here she can go like, oh, I forgot the start button, I'm working for, let's say, 5 minutes already. She can manually add that 5 minutes to the main time that's in there. You can also change the date here, and that's a neat feature. If you hit the date, you will see a nice calendar view, small calendar where you can hit another date, for example, and you can add notes to this task. Okay, so I have a job. In that job, I have specific tasks. So I select my task, in this instance, that's creating screenshots, and I hit the timer button, and boom, automatically the time will be tracked, the cost will be calculated on the fly until I hit the timer again. So now I just start creating screenshots, da da da, boom boom boom, creating screenshots. Okay, I'm done creating screenshots, and I hit that timer button again, and automatically I can see the result, how much time I have spent on that task and what it will cost. So again, you can change manually the time if you forgot something or you want to adjust something. You can do it manually and you have that nice calendar view, but you can also add other specific tasks. For example, expense items. They don't have an hourly rate, it's just an expense that you created. So you can edit what the expense was and what the cost was of that expense item. And you also have credit items. Now the expenses will show up in red, the credits will show up in green. There is even a timeout option, and that means that, for example, you're working on a task, you're doing something else, so you quit working on the computer, you go somewhere else, but you forgot to turn off that task, the timer. So when you come back, then on the job will automatically notice, hey, you've been away for quite some minutes now. Do you want those minutes to count or do you want to subtract them? You've been idle for example, 10 minutes. Do you want to subtract those 10 minutes from the task that's working at that time? Very intuitive, very handy, and you can tweak that also. I'll come back to that later. It's very, very nicely done and it looks great. So I continue to add tasks to that job until I'm finished with the job, and I now want to create my invoice. Now, for invoicing, you just hit the invoice button. I mean, then you get automatically an invoice window. On the left side, you have all the invoice options, and on the right side, you will see how your invoice will look. The options are a PDF invoice, a text summary invoice, an XML invoice, or a CSV. Now, the PDF invoice really is a beautiful looking invoice. It's slick, it's a very modern design. I don't know what that developer does in his main day job, or perhaps this is his day job, but I bet he's a graphic designer because it's a nice invoice. Anyway, I'm blathering on about graphic design. Let's check out what you can do with this invoicing. Okay. So the options for the PDF invoice are show notes, show seconds, or show date. So you can choose whether or not those items should be visible in the invoice or not. You can also add a logo from your company, for example. You just drag and drop an image onto the logo, little, how should I say, the border where you can drop the logo on, and it will automatically appear on the invoice. You can also fill in a return address. You can fill out the amount that the tax is in your country, and automatically everything will be calculated and tax will be added in the end. You can also choose whether or not on the job should round up the times, for example, to the nearest 5 minutes or something like that. And everything happens on the fly. The text summary invoice, that's a bit the same as the PDF invoice, but everything you see here will be simple, plain text. The XML invoice is really for passing on the invoice data to another system, for example, a website or some sort of content management system that can read XMLs. It really is handy. So not a lot of options here graphically because, okay, it's just an XML file. The next feature is also the CSV, and that's the bit the same like the XML, meaning you can take that out of it and put it in Excel, for example. And then you can send your invoice via mail, print it, or you can save it, and you do that by the main buttons you see in that window. Now, since I'm talking about saving all of this, how does On the Job save all its stuff? Well, it saves it all in one file in your application support. Now, you can create backups, and that's a good thing to do by simply archiving all your jobs. And you can do this by going to the file, archive, and you can save a copy, for example, to another destination whenever you want. So, if for some reason the original file goes corrupt, you still have that backup to go back to. And that brings me to the preferences. The general preferences contain stuff like, do you want to automatically check for updates? Of course. The number of minutes before idle warning, you remember? That's that warning. For example, if you want to have on the job check that if you do nothing for, let's say, 5 minutes, then it should warn you once you start working again. But you can change the number of minutes here. You can also choose here whether or not it should show a badge in the dock icon or whether it should show the time in your dock icon or both. You can also choose to show a confirmation before you delete tasks. That's handy. For instance, if you by accident hit the delete button, it will ask you for a confirmation. And you can change the default hourly rate. For instance, if you normally always work for, let's say, 40 euros, you can put it in here. And then if there is a specific task where you will be working for another hourly rate, you can change it on a task level by asking the info for that specific task. And you can also choose the date format here. And then the second tab in your preferences, and that's the last one, here you can customize or localize your titles. And that's really cool. I mean, just the fact that the developer thought about this, like, maybe I can create one application and make it so that other people in other countries can use it as well without having to really do a lot of localization. And he does it in this manner. You can choose here. It doesn't even have to be another language. I mean, for instance, here you can choose the title that you want to see instead of, for example, invoice. Now, I did all the translations in Belgium, but you could just as well use another word in English, for example. Say that you don't want to see invoice number, but you want to see invoice and then N and a zero or NO. I don't know how you really write it. I think NO. You can do it here. So you can tweak all that, how it will look. For example, the date, the hours, the cost, the note, subtotal, and you can change that for the PDF, for the text, the XML, and the CSV versions. And that's it. I mean, I really didn't take a lot of time to explain this application. You should just, but it's easy. Just download it, play with it, and you'll see just how great this really is. And if you have a small business or something like that, especially, for example, if you're a graphic designer and stuff, this is cool. Anyway, some tips to the developer, however. Backing up to .mac. I know you can create an archive, but people just don't do that. They don't go and manually save that file. You should be able to do a regular timed backup to .mac or to another location on your system, or at least provide a Mac backup quick pick. That's the least thing you can do. There should be some kind of backup because people are going to have a lot of important stuff in here. I can imagine it's a really bummer if you lose that file and you, for example, have lost 2 years. So there should be some kind of automatic backing up. Invoicing, a second tip. And the reason I have quite a lot of tips, but the reason because I have quite a lot of tips is because I really see a great future for this application. And I want to see these things change because it's something I'm really going to use a lot of time. Anyway, invoicing, you should be able to allow scaling of your logo iChat-wise. So meaning you drop your logo onto the logo drop area and you get a little window where you can scale it a bit, just like in iChat. And thus you shouldn't be creating a bigger or a smaller logo. No, you can do it on the fly right there. Another change for the invoice is that you can't choose to hide or unhide the time you took for a specific job. You can hide the seconds, but not the whole time column. And in some cases, that might be interesting. For example, if you just create a dummy invoice to send to someone, very rude, very fast, you don't have to actually say, okay, I'm going to work 5 days for this logo. No, you can leave those hours and minutes away so you just see the whole price for a specific task, but not the specific time that you put into it. And that's it for the developer tips. So, how can you get this great app for a really low price? You just go and visit the special on-the-job discount page. Now, before I mention the URL, just click the link in the iTunes artwork window. It's a lot more easier. Anyway, here we go. https://. So important, https. And then www.stuntsoftware.com/store/specialoffer.html. But as I said, hit the link in the iTunes artwork window right now, and it will take you straight to that page. What do you get there? Well, you will get on the job for $19.95 instead of $24.95. So it's a $5 discount. And if you buy two licenses, you will only pay $16.95. So it really is dirt cheap. And if you ask me, you really should go and get it if you're a developer or a graphic artist or someone who has a small company. You can do all your invoicing and tracking right here with this app. Okay, the contest winner of the Icon Builder license is David Saunders. Now, you will get the Icon Builder license, but you remember that I also had a disco app license over, so that will go to Taylor Warren. So you'll get the disco app license. David, you'll get the Icon Builder license, and I hope you will send me some icons once you have created them. And that's it for this podcast. 25 podcasts in the pocket, now up to 100. Again, I will be reviewing Overflow also in the future. I just switched to a MacBook and I installed it here to really go start using it. And I must say, ever since I installed it, my dock is just empty. But don't walk by on the little jam that is on the job. Go and check that out as well. And Overflow, that's for later in the whole podcast sessions that I do. I hope you liked it. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website, of course, and leave your comments there. You will find the show notes there as well. And you can, of course, always use the link I provide in the iTunes artwork window to get to the comment form. But you can also send your comments, of course, to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. And you can mail me there as well if you have an application that you think is truly great and you want to see it in this podcast. You can mail it to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Thanks also for the nice people of thinkmac.co.uk for adopting this episode of Neat Little Mac Apps. You will see a review of their application very soon. Also, I really appreciate it. I also want to thank you, the listeners, for supporting me. And if you want to support me even further, you can always check out the Neat Little Mac Apps web shop. And there you can buy t-shirts, hats, mugs, you name it. It's all in there. As always, music is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com or by hitting la 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 link in the blah 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 iTunes window. Okay, that's it for this week. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.